Welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report with your host, Michael Patrick Leahy.
6:34 a.m., broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. We are joined in studio by the official guest host of the Tennessee Star Report and our lead political reporter at the Tennessee Star, a man who spent, 20 years managing various political campaigns and spent some time as a producer for Sean Hannity for a year or so. Aaron, it's a quiescent period in Tennessee politics, isn't it?
It's so weird. Good morning, by the way. It's so weird right now because there was a zillion things going on for months and months and months, and it seems like a quiet week for once.
And basically, here's what happened. There was a lot going on. It all kind of centered around the GOP primary in the newly created 5th Congressional District.
Right.
And then it's sort of anticlimactic, I suppose you could say, because first, Andy Ogles stomped the competition on primary day. Won by 11, 12 points, what it was, like 37 to 26 over Beth Harwell.
Yeah.
And then General Winstead, 22%. And that was August 4th, almost 3 weeks ago.
It feels like it's 3 months ago at this point.
It feels like forever because that race, that primary race with the whole, Robbie Starbuck carpetbagger thing and the Morgan Ortega's carpetbagger thing, and then whether they'd be on the ballot or off the ballot, ultimately they were off the ballot. That just was a dominant national story for a long time.
Right.
I think before the election, you and I were chatting a little bit about, who would win, and I said, I thought Andy would probably win by like two or three points. Well, he won. I was right about that.
Well,
but the margin of victory was very dramatic, I thought.
It's a new district. What I always say after an election, obviously, it's like Monday morning quarterbacking. But the results of an election tell you more about the district than they really tell you about the field. And what the results of that primary tell me is if you go out and spend, between your outside groups and all that sort of thing, you go spend $4 or $5 million, you can go get the Republican nomination in Tennessee's 5th Congressional District. So
And the funny thing about most of that came from outside groups for Andy, and that was, obviously a bit controversial. Now, what's interesting about this, so everything's been quiet, but there is a Democrat candidate running in that race. Her name is State Senator Heidi Campbell. She's, a far left lunatic, as they all are, but she presents herself as not a lunatic. I suppose we ought to invite her on. I doubt that she'd come on to the program. But our first question is, would you have voted for the, quote, Inflation Reduction Act? And the answer would be yes. And then we'll say, you really are a left-wing lunatic.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, I don't know. That doesn't, when you say something like that, true as it may be, it's not exactly going to encourage somebody to come on the program, right?
No, probably not. Also, due to the fact that, I've seen all the marketing material she puts out with her campaign. I feel like she would not enjoy her time in this studio.
Well, we'd be polite.
Yes.
We're always polite, but we do point out facts. Now, there's been, so there was nothing going on. So we had the first little hint of some political activity. And grain of salt is a way to look at this. Yeah. So on the Hill, Tennessee Journal's On the Hill site, that former AP reporter Eric Schelzig, who's pretty much a lefty, put together, said an internal poll conducted by Democrat Heidi Campbell shows her leading Republican Andy Ogles by 3 points in the open 5th congressional district race. The poll of 1,622 respondents, and there's no description of the methodology here. They claim this group, Frederick Polls, care was taken to represent the geographic and demographic divisions of the expected electorate based on past voter turnout statistics. Okay, so they took what they did, likely. We haven't seen the poll, but they basically said, pretend this is the old fifth. All right.
Well, I can tell you the key thing on here. There's a number. Yeah. There's a number of things that I can. I mean, once upon a time, I used to, you know, destroy polls all the time, and they focused on persuadable voters in this thing without telling us how many persuadable voters there are. So, okay, out of the 5 persuadable voters in the district, 54% of them are...
Yeah, claiming a 51-48 lead, yeah, which is basically margin of error. But the interesting, yeah, the press release says findings among persuadable voters.
Yeah.
Does this talk about... It's probably, you know, is this an interview of persuadable voters in the district, which is a very, very tiny, tiny group.
Because right? What it is when you go through, I mean, this is a subset of a larger data set. That's what they're saying. And who knows, even if they conducted the poll itself accurately. But what they're focusing on is, say, this is an R plus 8 to an R plus 12 district, based on who you're looking at.
You know? I just got a memo from a Baker Group Strategies, Ward Baker. Well, basically, he confirms all that sort of stuff.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone would know, it would be Baker Group Strategies.
Yeah.
Wait. But that's what they do with these things. They always play games with this data. And it's, you know, when you see a real poll result, it's, you know, Donald Trump 55, and I'm just making this up off the top of my head. Donald Trump 55, Joe Biden, you know, 43, 2% undecided. And so what they're citing in this memo that Heidi Campbell's campaign did is, of the 2% undecided in my fake example there, these are how many people. These are what percentage of people don't like Andy Ogles or blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. So they're focusing on that. I mean, the bottom line here is, like it or not, Andy Ogles is going to be the congressman. He's got the nomination. Whoever won the nomination was going to be the congressman. You know, ultimately, the only thing that could possibly change that, given up the makeup of the district, the new district, is if suddenly somebody goes to jail, which that's not likely.
Yeah, no. But here's what's interesting about this. It does show that at least there will be the Democrats are going to mount some kind of campaign.
Yeah.
This is the very first thing that's happened in that district, right?
Yeah. This poll that we're discussing is a desperate attempt to raise more money.
Yeah. What they're trying to say is, and if you look at the details of this, it's as phony, yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Because they didn't, by the way, they didn't release, they just put a memo out, right? They didn't release anything. they didn't release anything about this at all. Some of our friends are texting us, talking about how fake this thing is. And I'm getting a whole bunch of funny texts about how fake this thing is. But there is... I think you're exactly right. What is this about? This is Heidi Campbell trying to raise money.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
This is, hey, Democrat donors in the state, you know, we have a pulse, even though we don't.
Now, by the way, that's hilarious because you just said they're showing they have a pulse. As you were saying that, I was about to say the same thing. This is demonstration that the Heidi Campbell campaign has a pulse. That's all this is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, Michael, this is one of the reasons we work so well together. Apparently, we think alike. So,
yeah. Apparently, which is a very dangerous thing.
It's a scary thing for a lot of people.
It's a scary thing for a lot of people on this errand. But, you know, it's at least, you know, we've had this quiescent period. Now there's a pulse on the Campbell campaign. Okay, I got to give you the quote. This is hilarious. For our friend Ward Baker, who, by the way, you know, doesn't have, he's got a, you know, he's got a shaved head, right? So.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm interested.
He said, this poll is as fake as me having a ponytail.
Ward Baker. Or a man bun.
And, you know, who knew that Ward Baker had comedic instincts, and he'll be here all week, by the way, folks. We're going to have Ward in sometime. All right, thanks. We'll be back with more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Aaron Gulberson. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.